It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
The police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
the police,
asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is, can you guys hear me okay? There we are. It is Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, and you're not hearing anything? Okay. Let's see. Hold on, guys. I don't know why. Did you go through this before? How about now? Okay, good. Yeah. Who knows the sport? Are you hearing me okay, Jim?
Yeah, you're down about 10 dB.
I noticed that, too. Yeah. Let's try that. All right. Anyway, we're not going to mess with all that.
That's
just going
right.
to tell people who we are,
too
why we're
knobs.
Here, and who our guests are, and they're going to have a great week listening to Speak
right.
Out these 3 days, right?
Who needs technology?
Thanks. Jim Russell here.
Yes, indeed.
The Monday co-host who's
yes.
now moved to Tuesday.
I think it's Monday, isn't it?
You know, I might move you to Friday.
Oh, no. I'm too old for another
you'll
change.
You have to move the bullhead. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We have Jess Knudsen, city manager for Lake Havasu City.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy
good to be
Tuesday
here.
Happy Tuesday to you. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Real good. Very good.
Good, good. Except for medians in different places.
Oh, the ADOT medians?
Yeah. Yeah. We call it, you know, in Nevada, I don't know where I'm getting this, but islands rings a bell. And it's from traffic signage, you know, like...
Uh-huh.
Seriously,
yeah,
in some states they call them islands.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I've heard that before.
It's like roundabouts. Back east they're called rotaries.
Oh, I haven't heard rotaries before.
You jump on a road. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
See, Chris knows. Chris Gilbert's here. He is the planning manager for Lake Havasu City and part of, you said development services, right?
Yes, that's correct. And thank you. Glad to be here.
See, you guys have all the volume today. I don't get it.
I know.
All right, so I'll just bring mine up. All right, again, we have a council meeting tonight, and that is at 5:30. And the big talk on everybody's minds right now is the general plan.
Yes.
And you're part of that general plan, right, Chris?
Yes, that's correct. As the planning manager at City Hall, I'm intimately involved with the consultant team that is working with city staff and the public, of course, which is involved through all the comment that we continue to request at all the events through the questionnaires on the website. And again, we encourage everyone to visit our website, and we'll give that here in a second during this presentation again, so everybody's aware.
The level of the amount of public engagement as a part of this process, Chris, has been enormous. Thanks to your leadership and work with the consultant and Shelby and the team and everybody that's been part of that process. So, I mean, the surveys, the open houses, the steering committee, lots of opportunities that have taken place. And I believe there's lots more opportunities coming up here too, right?
That is correct. I'll be giving an update at City Council meeting tonight, and the envision phase of the process is the third of the five phases. and that hasn't quite closed yet. We have some more public events coming up here in September, October, as well as another steering committee meeting and another workshop coming in October that the public will be able to attend in person, and our consultant team from Logan Simpson Design will be there to assist, as well as us, with addressing the questions that come up. So exciting times. We're going to have lots of opportunity still for public input, and also be watching the website for more questionnaires, and there's always constant updates as well on progress.
Jess, how relevant is the general plan? I mean, is it something that's like your blueprint to the future for the next 10 years, or is it just a loosely based document?
No, it's a big, big deal. The general plan is a 30,000-foot view of Lake Havasu City in terms of what we want to look like for, you know, land use you know, big picture of what Havasu wants to look like from that perspective. There's transportation elements. There's all kinds of things that are in there that will guide the city for the next, 10-plus years. It's long. It's a big picture. It's long range. You know, in years past, we've had the general plan take a look at such things as shoreline access. Those types of things are right. being discussed in this general plan as well, too. So it's a big, big deal. The level of public engagement is so important, because the last thing we want to do as a city is sit back in a cubicle or in our offices and put together a plan for Havasu. We need to hear from the public. What does Havasu want to be when it grows up? Certainly over the course of the next 10 or so years. And it's a big deal. It's a requirement coming from the state that we have to do it. But it's such a great tool.
But things have changed over the years, and I think you would agree, Chris. Like when I was first here in 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, building height was a big issue. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be like that anymore. I mean, you look at the views, right?
And we're pretty well built out.
No, I mean height.
Well,
it used to be what, two stories max?
We get more proposals now over two stories in areas where it's allowed. We have height limits up to 60 feet, depending on district and development conditions. But yes, that is true. The views is a four-story building. Mm-hmm. It looks higher than it actually is in stories, and I do still get comments from citizens regarding that. But the downtown area is encouraging a much higher density for the residential components than the rest of the city, and that's intentional to try to focus the development where we have the most road and transit access and pedestrian access, to get those populations closer in there than in outlying areas where it's harder to get those services.
Is this a lot like when you have the steering committee you were talking about? Is this a lot like herding cats, or are you just open to all opinions?
Well, the steering committee was selected from a large group of applicants, 11 members that sit on the steering committee, and they were selected from the applicants that wanted to participate in the process, and it's across a wide variety of skills and portions of the community. So it's a broad representation of Lake Havasu City, and they work with us and the consultant team to direct the progress of the plan in conjunction with the technical advisory committee, which is made up of experts at City Hall that provide technical support. They look at documents, make sure that we're accurate on everything that's going out and got the correct information. So they meet occasionally. They have another meeting, their third one next month.
Do things like affordable housing find their way into these issues that you deal with?
That must be the biggie right now.
Yeah, and how on earth can you address something like that? What a challenge this must be.
Well, I'll be addressing this in the update at City Council tonight. There were seven overarching themes that came out of the public involvement in the process. One of them was housing affordability, mm-hmm. But there are six others. And the interesting thing is when you take the seven themes as a whole, sometimes they don't all fit together nicely. In other words, some can have opposing ideas behind them. So it's going to be interesting how we make it all fit in the draft product that's being put together right now.
You know, affordable housing, Jim, or workforce housing, you know, it's an important aspect. Tourism community, right? So we have a lot of our residents that work within tourism. So whether you're bartenders or housekeepers or, you know, all the things that are tied to tourism, we need to make sure that there is housing options and inventory available for our citizens, those that lived here for long periods of time, for our elderly. There's for our students that are maybe attending, you know, MCC or otherwise. Mm-hmm. They need housing options. And from the city's perspective, we're not constructing, we're not building affordable housing. We're not building apartment complexes, those types of things. One of the things that does get discussed quite a bit is just through density. So certain zoning would require, or land use designations through the general plan would require higher density construction on certain lots within within the community, which then would encourage, 15 units per acre or whatever it is in our downtown, you know, for minimum. And if you want to build less than that in density, you have to seek approvals. Uh-huh. But that would encourage smaller homes, apartment complexes, those types of projects with higher density.
So in practicality, does the land that you so designate then just become disused as the developers go on to the more profitable pieces of land?
You know, harken back to what Paul said earlier, and with the views and heights and those types of things. If you look at our community as a whole, we're 95%+ built out. There's not a lot of land that that remains. Mm-hmm. So if people that own certain projects, maybe they'll pitch a change in the zoning or even a general plan amendment to look at certain things. But for the most part, the areas with higher density, and you'll see that in the downtown district especially. So you're seeing more density in the downtown. Some people like the tiny homes that are able to, afford them. Uh-huh. Others hate them. But the there's a reason for density. Those are cheaper to construct in the building community than two-story apartment complex. So
that's how it works.
And it's also property rights, right? So right. People own property. They want to develop the property, and they want to do it legally. So all those things. Like Chris talked about, some of these things mesh, and sometimes these things have conflicting points of view. So, but as a city, we're responsible for zoning. The council's responsible for zoning and land use. We're not the property owner. We're not the landowner. We're not the developer, and we're not the contractor.
Sure.
So, they come to us asking for certain zoning or entitlements that allows them to advance their project forward. And then we got to listen to the neighborhood. We got to listen to the community and make the right decisions based on what's good for the neighborhood, what's good for the community, what's good for workforce housing. And then the opposite side of that coin is what about my property values?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So I want to see higher density. I want to see affordable housing and workforce housing in my community, but just not my backyard.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure,
right.
Yeah.
Not
down the street. Yeah, yeah. Next street over.
Right. It's
yeah.
funny you mentioned perfect. Not in my backyard, NIMBY principle, right?
Sure. Yeah.
We're going to have Kim Zanin on Thursday.
Okay, fine.
Speaking of NIMBY, Project 928, right?
Sure.
Now they're out in Havasu Heights.
Yeah.
We have a question by text, and the text line is 928-727-5566. And I heard some talk about the project going on out in the Heights as affordable houses. That project is shut down. Why? I hadn't heard that, but
So Havasu Heights is outside of our municipal boundary, so that's north of Lake Havasu City. That's any permissions or entitlements are that's all
county.
That's the county, right? But I heard quite the opposite. So just hearing things secondhand, thirdhand, not through any type of applications or formal discussions that have taken place, that project is advancing. So
third-hand information in Havasu? Come on.
No.
Imagine that.
No,
God.
Rumor?
I got it off Facebook.
Oh, really?
Oh, that is true.
Was it the Orchids and Karens group? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Standing by, and I say on deck now because he played college baseball.
Oh, there you go.
Sean Buckley, CEO for Go Lake Havasu. And we have tickets to the ASU game this Saturday.
cool.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
I would give them to you, but I don't know if that'll pass the smell test,
probably
right?
Probably not.
7:30, Mountain America Stadium in Tempe. 4 tickets to ASU versus, have you heard of this team, Texas State?
I don't know. Yeah.
Wasn't that not the replacements, but the other one, the Unnecessary Roughness. Wasn't that where they went to school? Scott Bakula, right?
That sounds right.
It was, yeah. Texas State.
That sounds right.
Right. Yeah. The Armadillos. ASU versus Texas State tickets this Saturday. Give me a call, 928-854-KNTR. I had to look it up in two different places. I'm like, is there really a Texas State
yeah.
football program?
Chris knows, yeah.
Oh, did you play football for him? Then he's tall enough, you could have played wide receiver.
For
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Kind of built like Collinsworth, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully not as opinionated. All right, back with more in a moment. Jim Russell is my co-host. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out, broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. Playing crystal ball because of
Mr. Gilbert. Yeah.
No, the general plan.
Oh, general plan. Oh,
it's a crystal ball we need for that.
I got you.
All right. Yeah. Stay with us. We'll be right back. That one's for you, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. There you go. All right, a little Renegade from Styx. Speak Out brought to you in part by... We have a caller on the line, by the way. He's going to set this rumor straight about Havasu Heights and what's going on out there. Sorry, go ahead, guys.
Yeah, we need an expert to speak on this, right?
Yes,
yeah.
We actually do. I don't know if he's an expert, but...
Well,
all right.
We'll humor him.
Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just meets all the cuts all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning by Springberg Wealth Management, Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road. And Jim, we have a new sponsor.
A new one.
A brand new one. Man, are you there?
Please.
There, I can hear you.
Okay.
A&B Propane.
Well, good.
Real people, real service, no
light
hidden fees, no runaround. Stop it. ABPropaneAZ.com. I'm sure they don't like that word at all. Please don't do that to me. ABPropaneAZ.com. And, stop by, say hi to the Hob Days when you get a chance. That's who owns A&B Propane.
Well, right. Great. Welcome.
We do have a caller on the line, and I would call him a special guest, but he might take offense to that. So, Ron Gould, welcome
depends
to Speak
on
Out.
Which way you're, it depends on which way you're applying special, I guess.
Exactly. What do you know?
I don't know anything about a shutdown on the DL Ranch project. We just, the Board of Supervisors just approved them building their model homes before their plot plan was approved at our last meeting on Tuesday. So I don't know anything about a shutdown. As far as I know, they're moving forward.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like they'd have to hurry to shut down this quickly.
Yeah. Huh? It'd be a hurry. Also, people need to keep in mind that Lake Havasu City is surrounded by 11 640-acre sections of state trust land, and state trust land is for sale. And BLM land can also be sold and swapped, too, so keep that in mind.
Very good point.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. Chris, you want to add to that?
Yes, the last piece of land that the state has sold in Lake Havasu City was 2 years ago, and that was the piece on the island, about 88 acres.
Yes.
So they've stated they want to pick up the pace of land sales, but... it's been 2 years now, so...
We did have the one nearly section that sold just north of Havasu. Right. Yeah, but as far as inner city boundaries, yeah, that's the last one. Yeah.
What's the focus of the presentation to the council tonight?
The focus on the presentation is going to be on the results of the visioning that was done over the last few months. The visioning is gathering of the public input. And while we're on the subject, let me give the website out here real quick. Anyone that's listening, I encourage you to go to publicinput.com. Lake Havasu General Plan. So it's publicinput.com/Lake Havasu General Plan. that is the site. Go there and you can access all the materials and the data and where everything is currently.
And we got that link to our website as well, too, if that's too much to remember.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. We do have another call.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, Paul, Jim, and guests. This is Wayne. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Wayne.
Wayne, were your ears burning?
A little bit.
We were talking about your float idea a couple of years ago that involved the band.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I wanted to talk off topic just for a second. And I wanted to thank Jess Knutson and Nancy Campbell for helping me out with the situation. I don't want to go into detail, but I needed some help. Both, I reached out to both of them. Their efforts were greatly appreciated. We got the situation remedied, and I wanted to say thank you. That's the beauty of living in a small town. I've lived here longer than anywhere else, but I was born and raised in the south side of Chicago. And if you called City Hall and ask for help, you would most likely die on hold. So I just, again, I wanted to say your efforts were greatly appreciated, and thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate that, Wayne. Thanks for reaching out. That's what our residents do, and I'm happy that we could help and then continue down that path forward for you.
Yep. Thank you. And everybody have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, you too.
Thanks for the call, Wayne.
Okay.
Any other highlights for tonight's council meeting? I got to cut you to a half hour.
Real quickly, one of the items on the agenda tonight is something that we've been working on for quite some time. So it'll be up for council's consideration. It'll be agreement between Lake Havasu City and Allo Communications. Be looking at our city parks. So it is basically essentially a landlord-tenant relationship. So the city is a landlord. We own lots of parks within Lake Havasu City. And Allo wants to install equipment within our city parks. We're not asking for compensation dollar-wise back from Allo for this this arrangement, but we are asking for services. We're excited about that. One of the services, it would be a free Wi-Fi service up to 10 megabytes. So if you're in our city park, you'll have access to free Wi-Fi service. Up to 10 megabytes. Typically, it's less than 5 for free Wi-Fi. So we're really stepping up on that side of things. They're installing some different ELANs and other IT equipment that we need. Certainly down like on Rotary Park side, we have the carbon monoxide detectors. There's existing cameras that are down there. Allow us to put those on our networks, provide additional tools for park maintenance, provide additional tools for law enforcement in our city parks, and of course, the free Wi-Fi. So that's pretty exciting. There's a few more details associated with that, but it looks like a really nice relationship.
I'll tell you what, Allo is everything they promised, in my opinion.
They have been.
And I can vouch for them this way as well. The Orchards and Cairns group I was speaking about. Mm-hmm. Normally when you ask a question, like, I'm considering changing to Allo, somebody said. How is their service? I didn't read any negatives whatsoever. None. And I don't know about their TV or their, what's the other one, TV, phone, and internet?
Yeah.
I have internet. Mm-hmm. It's up every morning. It's up here at the station every day. Kudos to Doc and all of those guys that represented Allo before they came in. It's been a great relationship, I would say.
On the installation side and the permitting side, is the build on that infrastructure couldn't have gotten more seamless working with their teams and what they how they approached everything and how we worked well with them and they delivered what they promised.
Right.
And we love competition in Havasu, right? So there's lots of providers and Allo's really stepping up and setting the bar.
So council meeting tonight, 5:30. That's city manager Jess Knutson, Chris Gilbert here as well, the planning manager.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a comment, Jim.
Yes.
The same guy who heard about the project shutting down.
Yeah.
He said, I and all the other, he says there's 18 listeners. I beg to differ. There's 17. I and the others, 18 listeners, were wondering when you're going to get a sink. I love it. No, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no plans in the immediate future.
Yeah. No, none at all. So, no, I don't think he can.
Yeah.
We would have to undergo some major changes
We'd
here.
We'd probably have to get a permit.
We'd have to get a restroom that's not down the hall. Anyway, ASU versus Texas State. I still have 4 tickets to the game this Saturday night at 7:30. That's the kickoff at Mountain America Stadium. And we're carrying the game here on KNTR Sports.
That's awesome.
Not on Talk, on Sports.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right. Lost their first game, though.
Yeah.
They got rolled by Mississippi State.
Yeah. That was a rough one at the end.
Almost came back, right?
Yeah.
That's what I hear. All right, so one you'll be hearing at the county fair this Saturday.
Yes. Who will we be hearing?
Black Cat X, of course.
Well,
you asked me earlier.
Yes.
And, this is on the playlist, on the set list.
Oh, very good.
So, and because Chris wanted to hear the Eagles. Otherwise, I would never play the Eagles, Chris. I'm kidding. All right, thanks for being here. Nice meeting you, by the way.
Yeah, likewise, and thank you for having me.
He's got a voice for radio. Bring him back.
Okay, good.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. 928-854-5687 if you want those tickets. Jim, you spend all your time making money, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's my goal.
There's no retirement in sight.
No.
Man. He's like the Dick Clark of entertainment or event guys, right?
Absolutely. The Havasu version.
Yeah.
When I found out how old you were, John, I was like, no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. And then,
me too.
And then you told me.
I don't believe it either.
I must be lying. That's going to be me. Anyway, the other person you hear over here, Sean Buckley, CEO from Go Lake Havasu.
Good morning, Paul. Pleasure.
I said on deck. Now you're up at the plate.
Absolutely.
Man.
Here we go.
What are you looking for? Fastball, changeup?
You're always sitting dead red, aren't you? Especially as you get in the
higher leagues. Wait, I don't know that terminology.
Dead red, you're sitting the fastball. Anything that's off speed,
you think
you're
the
ready
heater's
for
coming,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what Ketel Marte says, man.
Yeah.
The heater's coming. I just know it.
Well, that's what Tony Gwynn preached, right?
You hit with
pitch to you. So you start with the fastball, and anything else just comes in after the fact, and you're ready for it.
We're going to take a slight detour because you're in my wheelhouse right now, okay?
Now
when you say Tony Gwynn,
yeah.
Those hitters, sorry, Jim, pardon the detour.
I'll read
those hitters are gone. You barely see a 320 guy anymore.
Okay, but let's talk about the pitchers, too. Greg Maddux was throwing the league average in his heyday.
85?
You know, 85, 87 miles an hour.
Right,
nowadays, the league average is in the mid-90s.
Right. What were you throwing?
I wasn't throwing mid-90s. That's the reason I'm here with you today.
Nice. Don't tell the board that, okay?
Yeah, exactly. That's just between us.
Speak Up brought to you in part by The Chair. Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Also by Mojave College. Samsguns.com. Back up to Mojave College a second.
Cool name.
Soccer team, 5-0.
And how about that?
They're 5-0, man.
Yep.
I mean, they're looking good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you've got the team rolling right now. Also, Samsguns.com. Solar power by Esme Electric. Dorita's Place. Providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food. Also, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis. And by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Just go online to lookyloushavasu.com. And I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say their great slogan, you die, I buy.
That's their slogan. You die, I buy. Your kids don't want your stuff,
but I
do.
You'd never guess this was a small town.
No, of course not.
I got a really big compliment from Scott Goodman, by the way.
Oh.
Called me an inspiration for him to think of Common Ground because he missed radio from college so much he wanted to go back on. So
cool.
Kind of inspired him to do radio, and I'm like, man, you really set the bar low. Just saying. So anyway, welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks,
good
Paul.
To see you,
yeah,
as
appreciate
always.
It. You bet.
He is always there. You know, I sent him a text at almost 6 o'clock at night.
That was a little later. Yeah.
I was like, because Allie sent me a text to confirm Jess, and I'm like, oh, man, Speak Out. That's right.
Yeah.
I've been working on the sports schedule forever. And you're there.
I'm there.
The reply. Boom.
Wow.
Well, he leads in with some baseball reference, and I'm already in this conversation.
Set the hook.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, you got the playoffs coming, man. I mean, what's more exciting, right?
What's more exciting than the next year for the Rockies?
Yeah, right. Well, you got rid of Bud Black. There's a start.
Oh, yeah, that's a start. That's what we needed to do. There was a problem right there.
I don't know about that.
Exactly.
Maybe hire back Clint Hurdle?
You know, you can trace some steps, can't you?
I remember Clint Hurdle
from
the Royals.
Yeah.
Anyway, The big news about Go Lake Havasu is the partnership with the London Bridge Days Parade.
Exactly right. We have taken on the London Bridge Days Parade, which is a really, really exciting endeavor. The problem is the CEO of Go Lake Havasu has never been a participant or ever a witness of a London Bridge Parade.
Or much anything else.
Let's just call it what it is.
It's all right.
So we hired our experts, and we are working with DSM. We're working with Jim and Steven Company over there, and these guys have a handle on it. It is great. It is really refreshing to have such a strong local resource of just manpower and knowledge and legacy and some history with the event. So we're really excited to partner with them to, you know, bring this to the community, revive it a little bit to the best of our ability, put our name on it, and really kind of lead the charge as champions, you know, at Go Lake Havasu.
Jim, how are entries going at this point? Do you know?
Very, very well, really. I should be able to tell you exactly, and I'm afraid I can't, but we're in the mid-20s already.
Oh.
And that's all of that is just Havasu enthusiasm, you know, coming back for the parade, and that's what we're looking to do is build that back up and make it Havasu's signature event for downtown.
Right.
I'm
showing it's the last Saturday of October, right?
Yes, yeah. The 25th.
That's the 25th.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Are there any obstacles here? Are there any little bumps that, like, you know, will help? If you were to dispel any rumors here on the air, what would you tell people about the London Bridge Days Parade?
I'd say number one thing that I think Sean would agree, the number one thing is it's free.
That is absolutely.
It's free.
Oh, there is? Okay, I have heard
come on
that.
Out. Right. It's free.
Yep. Right.
We're back to
enter.
Yep.
Right.
Free to be a participant, free to put a float in.
Yep. Even if you're a business, nonprofit, no matter what.
Hey, businesses make Havasu.
Exactly. Really? And I would echo that, Jim, because it's not only free, but also it's accessible. We have a few different avenues now for registration. Jim's got collection. He's in the mid-20s. We've got collection at GoLakeHavasu.com/events. It's right there on the top line. You can go there to register, like Jim says, for free. And, I mean, we're collecting as well. So we've got a good roster that we're building. We've got great momentum already on the registrants, but we don't want to slow down on that. We definitely want to encourage the community to reach out to Jim, to reach out to us, to come by our office, to join us online. Visit us on Facebook, on our events page, and we've got registration there.
Was there ever a possibility, Sean, of the London Bridge Days Parade just kind of fading into the sunset?
You know, I don't know that there was. What there was an opportunity for Go Lake Havasu to kind of take the reins and say, you know, we want to build this into something that we can scale for many years to come, not only the parade, but maybe some of the peripheral attractions around it. And that's just an opportunity that I want our office to embrace. We've got the partnerships here locally. We've got the resources. We can get this done.
This and one of the great things that Steve and I are very pleased we were able to... Steve Tickner, our partner in DSM Events. Steve and I were able to lure Jim Day. Jim Day is part of the A-team at DSM Events. Jim...
And
Jim practically invented the parade.
Right.
Jim, I think, has, if I'm not mistaken, something on the order of 26, 27 years of running, of being the wrangler for the parade. And he will continue in that role. He's working on our bands and things already. And
picture this, Sean. Yeah. The announcer stands along the way. I think there's three of them.
Have been,
the
yes.
PA stands are pontoon boats.
That's
pretty
wild. What I'm hearing. That's amazing. Pretty wild. I love how distinctly it is, you know, to Havasu's identity. That's great.
And very much on that topic of pontoon boats, we're looking for floats, commercial or group or charity, whatever. We want to encourage people to build floats. And in Havasu, of course, building them on your pontoon boat is a first thing that comes to mind.
Sure.
And we want to encourage that, especially because this coming year for Desert Storm, for the Parade of Power, to which there is a rumor that Go Lake Havasu may be involved with. But we want to encourage the beginning of floats in the Parade of Power, the largest event in Bridgewater Channel.
Wow.
It already is.
Right.
Unofficially, officially from the PD.
I would have thought Vox event,
his freestyle?
The freestyle event would be pretty big.
Let me put it this way. The PD has said to us that the parade of power is larger than Memorial Day.
Oh my goodness!
In
wow,
Bridgewater Channel.
Right, right, right. So what does Jim Day bring to the table? I mean, can he reassure you guys that if you're at 20 entries now, you're going to be sitting pretty, you know, on parade day?
Oh, one of the things, of course, from that tremendous experience and all of Jim's experience with all the events we've worked with Jim on, he's completely hands-on. When he speaks, he's done it and knows where and it came from.
Right.
And he set our timetable for getting this up and running. Thanks to Sean and Go Like Havasu, we were able to do that. But all is looking happy and good for us.
You guys are the marketing arm, correct?
Yeah, and that's what gets me excited, because we're leading off October with IJSBA, kind of a soft segue into another project that Jim and I are working on.
Scott Frazier right here.
Yes. You know, so that starts building the buzz for event season. You know, mm-hmm. we're back on the water. We've got some buzz around the community. We've got some buzz around a real signature world-class event. And then we're rolling right into London Bridge Days, which carries us right into November, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, this is kind of the informal kickoff to event season. It's not going to slow down for us again, Paul, until, you know, mid-May next year.
Is a little bit of the emphasis then going to be it's free?
For right now.
Free to come to, free to participate in, free.
Absolutely right. I mean, we are really trying to encourage participation just, you know, from a float perspective, from a visitor residential perspective. We want this to be a community celebration.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Are there any invited dignitaries so far? Do we know?
You want to come? Jess said he was coming.
I think I have a gig that day.
Just so happens, doesn't it?
No, yeah. No, I'm not kidding. It's on that day, and uh-huh. I'm not sure if she realizes that that's the same
day
as the parade. Oh, cool. Right, right. I don't want to say where, but
okay.
But you know. You know the place very well. Uh-huh. So, anyway.
Well, and to that effect, I mean, as the programming and as the participation continues to grow up to the event, we'll continue to promote, you know, some of the new features of the parade and any of those inclusions, you know, as we keep broadcasting, just, you know, the awareness to it.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Where did this all start? Do you know, Jim?
The parade itself?
Yeah, you were here, right?
Almost.
I thought you were.
Almost. I wasn't a resident. I was involved slightly, but not a...
Right.
Didn't have a home here.
It'd be interesting to hear from someone like Wayne Malone, who called earlier, that, you know, let us know where you heard the start of London Bridge Days and the London Bridge Days Parade. Yeah. I imagine it has to do with the opening of the bridge in October, of course.
Yes.
And it was
and,
just a month-long celebration.
An annual anniversary celebration of the bridge. That's what it what it became and was all centered around the bridge.
Right.
And the parade was the most significant event of the London Bridge Days, plural.
So I have a little, it's not really a beef, and I hate to mention it on the air, but I'm going to anyway because I can.
It's your show.
I'm glad he's looking at
you.
It's the events calendar.
You bet.
It changed. It used to be a calendar, and you could go and then click on that day, and boom, there's a micro view of the event type thing. I don't know. Are there plans to go back to that? You had the best events calendar.
We didn't, and it depended on who
really?
Used it. So here's the argument.
Put me in my place.
It's not necessarily that, because it's a really fair consideration.
Uh-huh.
If I jump on there, I can appreciate the visuality of having that calendar layout. I absolutely can.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm visiting a place, I don't need to see the full month of October, November, December.
Oh, good point.
I need to see my weekend. I need to see my visitation dates. I really want to boil it down to what I can digest. That's from the visitor's perspective. The local perspective is where we're hearing this. We haven't heard it from anybody outside of Havasu. But from a local perspective, I cannot help but sympathize with that. So what we've done is we tried to partner up with another local asset. So we're working with Jillian and her crew over at River Scene, and we are collaborating in terms of, you know, we're advertising on their events page. We're supporting them on our events page. We're really trying to develop that community collaboration in that sense and give our local visitors that visual, you know, asset that they're looking for.
It's funny you should mention that, because that's like my go-to now.
Yes.
I do the community calendar here.
Yeah.
So, anyway, no, good job on the website. It looks great.
Oh, thank you.
I guess I'm not resistant to change so much.
Sure.
It's just like, wow, this isn't really working for me. But it's good to know that It's being worked on.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Good to know.
There was some thought by that. And again, if you go to just about any kind of major DMO page, you're going to see a very simple, similar configuration. It's rare that you see the full calendar like you see on RiverScene, but we want to support that.
What's DMO mean, Jim?
I don't know.
Destination Marketing
Organization. It's a recurring theme here.
Now they're splitting that hair, too. I'm sorry to go industrial here, but now they're considering a Destination Management Organization, whereas we get a little bit more community ingrained and start development training programs and things like that. That's kind of the industry, you know, split, if you will. Yeah.
I'm going to get a little personal here, but how was the first summer for you?
It was interesting. So my comparison is a Wyoming winter, you know, where it's, you know, 20 below, 40 mile an hour.
I don't
want
to be in it.
So I
don't think there's any direct correlation. I'd hate to tell you.
You know, here is where it is the core of the day. You're not going to spend either outside.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Really not, you know, 110, whether it's, you know, 20 below, 110, it doesn't matter. So where are you going to fit in your activity? I think in Havasu, you got a little bit better of a window. You got you got a little time later in the evening. You definitely got a couple hours in the morning, but, you're not going to find those evening hours, you know, midwinter in Wyoming. So I'll give the nod to Havasu, but that heat, the heat that we have here is absolutely no joke.
There's, well, plus snow can be very depressing.
Gray skies almost
gray
every day.
Skies,
and we have an escape here. The lake is a really, really wonderful amenity. Yeah. It's truly that magical. It's really a special thing.
Let's go back to the parade itself.
Yes.
Is there a theme this year? Do we know the theme yet?
Champions.
Champions on parade. Yeah,
like
absolutely.
We are the champions?
Like if you're sports champions, if you're champions of the community, if you're champions on the water, if you're champions on land, we want to celebrate the people of Havasu, visitors and residents alike. Wouldn't you say, Jim?
Yes, indeed.
Interesting.
Well said. All types of champions.
Okay. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And LondonBridgeDays.com to sign up, of course.
Oh, really? LondonBridgeDays.com.
Yes.
Are there other links, like links on the...
Go Lake Havasu /events? You bet. And then on Facebook, we've got it co-linked on both of our pages, London Bridge Days Parade and Go Lake Havasu.
Nice. All right. I was looking for We Are the Champions and somebody to kind of stretch out and answer a little bit. But what's after IJSBA and all that? Are you looking forward to the fall?
Yeah, events? I think we're looking into the winter because that, for us, from a marketing perspective, marketing the city, that's a real attractive draw. You know, we've got the Festival of Lights. We've got some activity on the water. You know, and we've got some assets and some things that we collected over the past winter that we can put into motion this year. So part of the seasonality of our campaign and our website and everything going over to fall winter is going to really start to focus on the holidays, the on land, and the ambient attractions.
You pretty much have a new team in place that you brought in your people. That's what good CEOs do, in my opinion. You surround yourself with your people. How's that going so far?
So far, so good. You know, and it's been interesting because we've hired a couple new positions that we've created as part of just the new model, and we've retained a lot of our old guard for sure. We've got some great people on staff that have really, you know, persevered through a lot of times with Go Lake Havasu, with the community, and bring in a lot of that legacy and a lot of that knowledge, dovetailed with some of this newness that we have in place, like our new visual assets manager, one of our new visual services coordinator now at the visitor center. So we've got a really strong core of representation personified at Go Lake Havasu, I think, right now.
Visual assets manager.
Yeah. And he's great.
That's very impressive.
Look, this is a name you need to know. His name's Matt Engstrom. He comes to us from DreamWorks Animation Studio.
What?
So I'm not kidding you. Jim's met him. You bet. He's
Wow.
He's capturing some great content. Right now, we are gearing up on social media for Havasu Restaurant Week. We're partnered up with the Lake Havasu Hospitality Association. So you'll see some of that content reflect on our Facebook page, some of this food and beverage and some of the some of the emphasis that we're putting on some of the local businesses and attractions. He's doing a great job capturing that visually.
Yeah, you got Taste of Havasu coming up, too.
Exactly right.
By the way.
Exactly right.
You know, just to throw in, not that Sean needs any accolades, but... having dealt with the our Havasu Convention and Visitors Bureau before there was a Convention and Visitors Bureau,
right.
How refreshing it is from the event production side to see that there is value placed on our events.
Yes.
You know, and we're a city of events. We were born in events, for
Absolutely.
Christ's
sake. Absolutely.
Great.
Gotcha. All right. Champions is the theme of the London Bridge Days Parade this year.
That's
interesting.
Right. Champions on
Yes.
Parade.
I think we're in year 53?
54. 54.
Wow,
annual.
Look at you.
Yeah, how about that?
Like Studio 54, right?
Exactly.
Kidding.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to get some.
I'm glad it's your show.
I'm going to get some nasty grams via email. I'm telling you, man. Anyway, Little Queen going out. We are the champions, and I know Marissa June loves this one. She's got her Boston shirt on. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Oh, representing proper.
21 and wearing that?
I love this.
You realize that's a guitar, not a spaceship, right? That's pretty cool. I know. I didn't see it until I had the poster for like 3 years. They can't hear you. Anyway, back with more in a moment. Sean, always great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Hey, I don't know what you did to the board, but Jim's mad at you.
I've taken my bows.
All right. I love that part. Please. All right. Little Queen, Fat Bottom Girls. That was a staple of the old band.
Well.
Yes. All right. Don't forget, this Friday night, 7 o'clock, Lee Barnes Stadium, Steve Greeley, Bill Beckman on the call. It's Havasu hosting Lee Williams of Kinkman.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it'll be good stuff. Right? All right.
Yeah.
Jim has no words.
No. Yeah.
Hannity's
I'm
up
at
next.
A loss.
Hannity's up next.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.